Mark, in terms of any staff CPD that there may have been required, or in terms of what you've got, mechanisms that you have for staff to share to support each other as the pilot progresses, what has kind of been established in Forrester High School in relation to both of those things?
Well, first of all, we've put in place a number of CPD opportunities after school delivered by members of staff, mm-hmm. because we've got staff who already have good experience of particular apps or resources, so we deliver that in-house. As soon as the project started, we set up a working party where we drew one member from each department to get together to discuss how we were going to really deploy the devices and how we were going to make best use of them in the classroom environment. And what that's become really is an opportunity now to share good practice each time that we meet. So staff come along, share the good practice going on in their department, and then take back the good practice they've learned back to their department, mm-hmm. as well. Obviously, in a secondary school, it's quite difficult sometimes to share that kind of content. So we set up a blog, which is run by the staff of that working party, and we're trying to get as many members of staff to write about their own examples of good practice, maybe just an app that they've used, or maybe the way in which they've used the tablets right across their learning curriculum, and then share that both in terms of internally across the school, but as we're piloting this as part of the an authority-wide pilot, we can also share our learning experiences with other staff across the authority. We also have developed a wiki where we've got links to some of the key apps that we've been using, and we add to that as more and more apps have been found. So we've got quite a rich and wide way of finding, and I think that's really important. It's fundamental to the project like this, is to be able to share as best you can the good practice that's going on across the school.
Some of the secondary school staff I've spoken to have talked about the kind of buy-in by staff, whereas maybe previous ICT developments and training, staff required training, and there was maybe an issue with uptake, etc. But what have you found with this? Is this something the staff have run with?
Well, we took a decision before rolling out the tablets to the students to make sure that every member of staff had a tablet as well. We felt it was important that if you were going to be teaching with a device, that you also had a device to use. And so I think that's helped staff to buy in. I think across the school, with any implementation or... Sorry, I'll say that again. Across the school, with any initiative of this type, there will be different levels of buy-in, from those that can't wait to get started to those that would rather just wait and see how it goes in other classrooms before maybe bringing it into their own. But we are starting to look at one or two whole school strategies now, where people will be, hopefully, as a policy, will buy in. For example, you know, how we send and receive homework, we're looking at doing that through Edmodo, for example. We already have a number of teachers doing that informally, but we're looking to maybe formalise some of these structures as we go. But this is all part of the learning process of a pilot.